Tonight, the first message is titled, Bold as a Lion. In bracket, Qualities of the Lion. This is part one. Tonight we shall be having a general overview, understanding the qualities of the lion, the things that make the lion the lion. In Proverbs chapter 28 and in verse 1, the Bible says, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the lion, the righteous are bold as a lion. Like we all know, the lion is called the king of the wild. We also know that our master Jesus, who is the king of kings, according to Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 6, he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, and to him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Who is the king of kings and Lord of lords is also called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. In Revelation chapter 4 from verse 1. See, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. The first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, and said, come up hither, and I will show you the things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Right, keep going to verse 4. Right, go to chapter 5, verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne, the same one who sat on the throne, a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open the book and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Jesus, who is the King of kings, is also the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Thirdly, we know that believers are spiritual or covenant lions. In the realm of the spirit, we are lions. We are covenant lions. In Proverbs chapter 28 verse 1, the righteous are as lions. They are bold as lions. We are spiritual lions. Because the brother of a lion is a lion. If Jesus is the Lion of the tribe of Judah, and we are heirs of God and joint heirs with him, according to Romans chapter 8 verse 17, then we are lions. Our objective this week is to understand what it takes to assume our lionic status in God. What it takes to assume our lionic status in God. We'll understand the lion and draw from the light and insight about the operations and the activities of the lion, to understand how we are expected to live in the earth, how we are expected to function in the earth. And tonight I'm just going to say about five things regarding the lion, and from there we pray. What is the character of the lion? The qualities of the lion? What makes the lion? What is the lion about? Number one, lions are animals of royalty, authority, rulership, dominion. The first thing you know about the lion is royalty, is authority, rulership, dominion. In Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30, said the lion is the strongest among the beasts. It turns not away for any. It is practically in charge. You see in the coat of arms of nations, you see in the flags and so on of some nations, you see the symbol of the lion. The meaning of that to you and to me is that this is who we are. Our destiny is royalty. Our destiny is authority. Our destiny is rulership. We belong to the tribe of the lion of the tribe of Judah. It's a tribe. It's a lion. We are a lion tribe. It is a tribe of royals. It's a tribe of kings. It's a tribe of queens. That is why in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 and in verse 9, Jesus said, Peter speaking said, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Beloved brothers and sisters, it's very, very important to understand that you were born into royalty. You do not struggle for royalty. When somebody is born into the royal family in England or any of these royal families, they don't struggle for royalty. The time comes when the royalty is not just a physical activity, but an imparted mentality. In your mind, take your seat. Like we have said many times, and we are going to go into details on this. The lion does not rule by size because it is not the biggest in terms of size. The lion is king by sense, by mindset, which we are going to look at. There are many of us, we are not where we are because the devil is so strong, or because our nation is so bad. We are where we are because of the mindset we carry. There are some things that I will talk to you about in the time to come that we have experienced in terms of royalty. We have experienced royalty at home. We have experienced royalty everywhere in the world. We are the tribe of the lion. I will move from there to the next. Lions are territorial commanders. They command territories. Lions take charge of territories. So the lion is the strongest among the beasts. It turns not away for any. The lion's roar and the roar of the lion is a territorial command function. The lion's roar can be heard 8 kilometers radius. That is 5 miles. Everything within 5 miles radius, 8 kilometers radius, had to be aware that there is a king, there is someone in charge. Hallelujah. Everything around. I told the story of when I went to Kenya many years ago. While we went through the wildlife park, the tall guy told me, he said, once in a while, the lion will just roar, charge. And I said to this tall guy, what is the lion roaring about? He said, nothing. What offended it? Nothing. Did he see an enemy? Nothing. I said, what is this about? He said, it is a roar for the maintenance of territorial control. It's the maintenance of territorial control. He said, in case you are thinking that this space is free, it is not free. This space is occupied. In case you are trying to miss road to come in this direction, there is a lion in charge here. Hey! In case you are trying to miss road, in case you are trying to look for trouble, in case you are trying to struggle over this territory, I am still here. I am still alive. I am still in charge. Tonight I am here to announce to some people, your territory is waiting for you to take charge. Your domain is waiting for you to take charge. A community is waiting for you to take charge. A village is waiting for you to take charge. A local government is waiting for you to take charge. A nation is waiting for you to take charge. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. This night we are going to pray. I don't want any of us to be a lion by mouth, to be a lion by title, to be a lion by name, but to be a lion by force, to be a lion by being in charge, such that even the devil will confirm that this person here is in charge. What I mean is that the powers of witchcraft, they are not struggling the territory with you. The forces of darkness are not struggling the territory with you. The principality of that nation, of that territory, is not struggling the territory with you. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It's territorial command, territorial control, territorial dominance, territorial ownership. The time has come where some of us need to begin to run some witch doctors out of town. And run witch doctors out of town. And run soothsayers out of town. And run diabolic personalities out of town. And run false altars out of town. And in the name of Jesus, we are in those days where those altars that are fake, we are in those days where witch doctors, we are in those days where soothsayers, we are in those days where fortune tellers shall begin to lose their business because the lions of God are rising. You are here, shout the loudest amen.
Help us to pray tonight until God begins to help us to see what I am talking about in every nation here present, every territory here present, every domain here present. Where there is no hiding place for any agent of the devil. No hiding place for any agent of the devil. And what happened in Pagadian? Want it multiplied around the world. Madman for 30 years. Went to the church for the first time after the crusade. Her own uncle went to the church for the first time after 30 years of not going to church, of being insane. He went to the crusade.
Where, when you were there, he was brought by his other uncles, and at first he was just trying to roam around. But when the worship started, he just stayed. The ministering started. And then next Sunday, he was in church, cut his hair, got bathed for the first time.
Had his bath,
everything. We could not even recognize him. He was a street crazy madman, literally.
Street crazy madman for 30 years.
He eats his own stool.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. That was real madness in the Philippines. Not Nigerian devils, Filipino devils. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Very nice. And mayors began to go to church. Politicians began to go to church. What about the terrorist that was hiding in Pagadian City?
Yeah, the terrorists that were linked to the Australian
bombing during Christmas, December or something.
Yeah, that they were killing
bombing
Jews.
Of the Jewish place in, yeah. Then, he was hiding in the city where we went for crusade.
On that week where you are, he was captured. You brought with you even, it brought order in the physical.
Incredible. Is there somebody here today that is, I don't want this kind of story to be a solitary story that it just happened in one place. I want an epidemic of power. Hey! Epidemic of fire. Epidemic of glory. The earth being saturated with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Somebody shout power! We need territorial command. We need territorial control. I saw something that was happening in the United Kingdom recently. We had the Glory Conference. We had the Glory Conference. I think, when was the Glory Conference in the UK? I think that was April. And already, recently I saw hundreds of thousands of people come out in the street in the United Kingdom, and they say, we want to take our nation back, we want to take our country back, we want to take, and it's spreading around Europe. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? We are taking the earth back for Jesus. We are taking the nations back for Jesus. We are taking the communities back for Jesus. We are taking the territories back for Jesus. That's Glory Conference. I told all the Britons there, I said, you take your nation back. You all take your nation back. The kind of thing that is happening in your nation is strange. There is no vacuum in nature. You refuse to occupy the space. So other religions are occupying the space. Take your nation back. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Listen, I told you the story before. Some years ago, about 20 something years ago, our church, where it is in Area 1, there was like a shrine side by side the church. A man claiming to do church
was doing all manner of abominable things. He had, this is our church, and this is his own, whatever you call it, shrine or whatever it is. All manner of abominable things. Bathing people, all manner of abominable practices. When we got to know, we said light and darkness can't coexist. We are here, you are here, no way. Either we give way or you give way. Something must give way. Something must give way. And he remained there. And at a point it appears as if we're struggling to grow, and the place appeared to be flourishing. What's happening? All manner of abominable practices. And I told our people, I said, this is not possible. It's not workable. Then one day, declarations, decrees were made. And this man packed his load and ran out of town. He has not returned back since then. He has not returned back. The place where he was doing church that he was renting, we have bought it over. We own that place right now. We took it. That's territorial control. We bought it over. We took it. We are constructing on that ground right now. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? In the name that is above every name. You see that side you are seeing there? The other, where the second canopy is there. That canopy that is the straight blue. Just let it out. All the way that straight blue, that where that canopy is there. That was where that church or whatever it was. All manner of things. We own that place right now. Is God speaking to anybody here? Are you getting charged up in your spirit? You are not meant to just be there. You are meant to occupy. He said, occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. Take charge till I come. Somebody who is ready to take charge, shout, I am taking charge. That was Luke chapter 19 verse 13. Occupation, take your seat. When they say there is military occupation, it's a militant word. It's a forceful word. Where you, and that is the kind of word Jesus used for us. Occupy till I come. Take charge till I come. Dominate till I come. Fill the ground till I come. Give no devil no space till I come. Give no force of darkness no space until I come. Beloved, wherever you are, watching, sitting here, or watching anywhere around the world, we are lions. And lions are territorial commanders. And our assignment is to proceed and take command of territories. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Every Sunday we are here. And in the same Sunday that we are here, hundreds of other places within this same territory are occupied. So you have Maraba Church 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Masaka 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Masaka 10. You have Masaka 10 now. It's not by 5 in my mind. That is the branch of the branch. 10 branches from one branch. Do you understand what I'm saying? Fill the ground. Fill the ground. Take over the space. Fill the ground. Overrun the land. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? And this is a charge to all of us seated here still. You can still have Masaka 20. Do you understand what I'm saying? Overrun the land. Masaka 100. Overrun the land. Just go ahead and overrun the land. Occupy till I come. Take charge of the territory. Dominate the territory. Own the territory. Possess the territory. Somebody shout, yeah! Take yourself. See, my wife tells me at times, she said, you preach on the first day of the crusade as if that is the end of the crusade. and I or the conference, and I don't care about that. But somebody is receiving something today. I want you to get angry sufficiently. I want you to get charged up. I want you to get stirred up. No devil should struggle a territory with me. No force of hell, no territorial power or territorial principality should struggle any territory with us. It belongs to God. And as it belongs to God, it belongs to us. We take charge, we occupy, we overrun. Somebody shout, yes! Take your seat and listen to me. We're on our way to Venezuela. Someone told me, say, how soon you are going into Venezuela? See, I was planning to go there, but you are going so soon. You know, the place was locked up a bit after the crisis that happened. Before and after. We were meant to go to Venezuela last year. But we couldn't land there. Last year we went to Dominican Republic. I had to come here to preach from here. On the altar to preach to them. At the stadium. Maybe you had a clip. And the man said, how soon? When did the place open up before? You're already going there. We're going there on my birthday, 4th and 5th of June. I said, how did you know I'm going there? You see, I learned of it from their government.
The government told you you are coming.
Argentina, Brazil. They are literally in tremor. Occupy. By the time you live here, hear this. When you return to where you are coming, every devil will see that a lion just returned. That amen can be better. Every devil will realize that a lion just returned. Is God raising a lion from here? Shout the loudest, amen. That was Venezuela. Last year I preached from here on the from the altar here. Because we couldn't go there, we couldn't land there. That's myself preaching on the big screen there in that large stadium. And they say, how? Come, how? So soon. You are now ready to go. Because the earth must be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. And I'd like you to listen to this. The third thing we know about the lion is that the lion are never preys. P-R-E-Y. They are predators. And I believe that this will mean something to somebody. The lion are never preys. They are predators. In Genesis chapter 49 and in verse 9, the Bible said, Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He said he stooped down. He couched as a lion. And as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? From the prey. Lions are never victims. They are victors. Lions are not the hunted. They are the hunters. Don't ever repeat another time that a witch or a wizard or a devil is hunting after your life. Lions are not the one on the run from anything. They are the ones that everything is running from. They are not the ones on the run from anything. They are, help out there. They are not the ones on the run from anything. They are the ones everything is running from. They are not the ones being chased. They are the ones chasing.
Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I want your mentality to become ruggedized. I don't care how terrible a community you have come from. I don't care the forces of darkness after your life and after your family. You are not the one on the run. It is the devil that is on the run. You are not the one on the run. It's the forces of darkness that should be on the run. You are not the one being threatened. You are the one to threaten the devil and his forces of darkness. You are not the one being terrorized. You are the one to terrorize the devil and his agents. Mahashatakalaya.
We have preached in all manner of places. We have preached in all manner of places. When we went to Jalingo to preach the crusade, one of my close friends, a major evangelist, he said, if I had known you were going there, he said, I will be the one that will carry the gun to stop you. He said, I will carry the gun and stop you from going. The security personnel sent me a message that somebody sent them a message that, look, because of the level of tension and all of that in the nation, it's not a good idea to go there right now to avoid any situation. But we went before God and God said to go. So I told him, I said, we are going. Not only are we going, we have gone. That was a baby delivered there, right? Not only are we going, we have already gone. Stadium jammed. Everywhere over flooded. When there, people gathered. Power moved. 120 something deaf ears. Among other healings. We went there, we returned. This is the second time. We have gone to places more sensitive than that. Went to Maiduguri last year. Went to Pakistan. Went to Kogi State, Angpa, and Ibira land. Ask those who know those places. Well, one day I was ministering and they sent me a note. And they said, please, if you give altar call, let the people remain where they are. Don't ask them to come forward. And in case people come forward, beware of anybody carrying anything like a bag. And as for you yourself, just remain on the altar. Don't move near where the people came for altar call. So when I saw the note, I dropped it and started going to the crowd straight. The note moved me. I wasn't planning to move. The note moved me. The note triggered the move. Began calling, come forward. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We are not the ones to be pursued. Except there is not a God on the throne. We can't be apologizing on the behalf of God. If God is God, let him be God. And if Baal be Baal, let him be Baal. But the God that answers by fire, let him be God. I want to trust God that God will raise a generation of people that are not the ones on the run from the devil, but the devil is on the run from them. A lion generation of people that are not the one being pursued, but the ones pursuing, not the ones being hunted, but the ones hunting the devil down to his peace. Somebody, I want you to pray in the spirit for the next 60 seconds. Pray in the spirit. I like you to roar in the spirit for the next 60 seconds. Pray in the spirit.
Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Ita sita la baya da dahara. Ika la ya da gala hari lor hari lor hari lor. Raka sa 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 la mani baga la gala hari lor hari lor. Raka sa 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 la mani baga la gala hari lor hari lor. Raka sa 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 la hari lor. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom suffer violence, and the violence take it by force. Lana na ya tari. Leri papa da sori na la gala hari lor. Pray in the spirit, that's right. Lina mama tarine me glor lor hara gala hari. Yara take sa ke pena no mana gela tarine mana gala hari. Ora to se ke pere di la gana gala hari. Ron ke se ya sa pobrano gadio. Prano gadio bur kono solo baba gala gala hari di. Repe pe te solo bodro bodro hor gala hari di. Reto sa ke pena sala gana gala hari da. Repa pa ta sa ke pena sala gala hari da glor hara noro. Ron ke se ke pena sala gala hari gala hari. Leto sa ke pena gala gala hari sala hari. Repa pa ta sa ke pena sala la gala hagre olaru rompa de este jovino la rotavi la gradia ro rompa patase de la oratoria ma la gradia ro dara rompa patete se deve na la hardore. Pray the spirit, pray the spirit, pray the spirit. E cole paritaris romanita sta lene de lo coloro rosa e teli tappeto sale la haridi rete se che fetto sa la la ha o piana ora. Pray, pray the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Ilora Perez, Interitaniosa, Orikese, Tepetese, Tepe de Blago Blagida Gahadidi, Rapa Patete Petona Magida, the letter to the head, Rapa Patasete Petos of the Hagida, Rapa Patasete Valoradora Hadi, Rapa Tasete Petos at the Hagida, Rapa Patasata Valabrado Hado, Rota Sete Petasata Kalala, Rata Sata Lavarabra Horatosa, Ike Pete Sana Galahaya, Ele Pepe Rete Sita La Galahadia. Reta sita pola braga la hagere de you. Rapa ta sete feto soto la rahano. Rota sete feto sida gala hadi. Repa pa ta sete feta sata la mahono. Rata sete feto sata gala la la. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Ita shala. In the name of Jesus. I'd like you to place your hand on yourself and begin to pray in the spirit. Let something be stirred up. Let a lionic aggression be stirred up. Let a lionic fire be stirred up. Open your mouth and say, Father, today the lion in me must come out. I refuse to be on the run for any devil. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Of Jesus.